dedication to Word Bible College. I want to go over our special assignments according to our degree level and our areas of study. If you would, Avis has a handout. I don't know if they have the handout or not, but you will get a handout if you don't have one. But I want to go over this, and this recording can be made available to anyone who wants the recording so that we won't have to keep going over the assignment. But first, I want to bring attention to our biblical studies students. Your assignment, of course, we have when we come on, and then we're going to have a couple of more boot camp with assignments, and we'll have our midnight cry assignments. I just want to thank you guys for that powerful prayer last week when you prayed for my friend with the medical facility. We're going to do that one more time. That's going to be our special assignment, and we didn't record it the last time, but we'll record it. I'll explain all the details of that, when we do the special assignment. We really need to tear down some things concerning that. That's not only just a friend of mine, but a supporter of Word Bible College, and while they are under attack, her whole family, we want to make sure that we're diligent in prayer. And I'm going to have some smaller prayer groups that we will probably have a little bit more detail, but I just love the prophetic prayers that we prayed. They were so on point. Okay, biblical study students. Okay, your assignment is a scripture study. This our only degree in biblical studies. We don't have a biblical we don't have a biblical studies bachelor's or master's, or we have an associate in biblical studies, and then we go to the there's not a there's not a bachelor's master's in this area, and then there's a doctorate in theology. So you got the associates in biblical studies and the doctorate in theology. Okay, so the theology doctorate students, I did not put your assignment on here. The doctorate, it will be a separate assignment that I'm going to give you, and I will be handing that out. So if we have any students who have a doctorate in theology, this briefing tonight does not include you, but you will have your separate briefing, okay? Biblical studies, scripture study, okay? First, you will have to, number one, hold on, let me put it, choose the Old or the New Testament, okay? You're going to do your scripture study either out of the Old or the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament has 27. Then I want you, if let's say that I choose the New Testament, then I'm going to choose one chapter from each book of the New Testament. So therefore, you're going to be studying out of 27 chapters. So I've chose the New Testament instead of the Old. Some may choose the Old. Then I choose one chapter from each of the 27 books. Then out of each chapter, you're going to list two or three words for your word study. You can pick two words or you could pick three words. Three words because maybe you want to add a special flavor to it, but no more than three and no less than two. And then you take those words and you give, if it's the Old Testament is Hebrew, the New Testament is Greek. Since I have chosen the New Testament, then I will give the Greek word, all right? The Greek word for time is kairos. So kairos will be the word, and then the meaning of the Greek word will be the timing of God. So you're gonna choose 2 to 3 words. You're gonna give the Greek word for the word, then you will give the meaning of the Greek word. And then in 1 to 2 sentences, you will expound on each chapter chosen. Only 1 to 2 sentences, no more. And you know what? Sometimes you can say, oh, I need 4 or 5, but you can, it's really a learning experience when you only have 2 sentences. So we don't want you to write about it. We just want you to bam, you know. So that means that you're gonna have 27 chapters, right? You're gonna have 2 to 3 words for each chapter. You'll get the Greek meaning of the Hebrew meaning of the word and the meaning of the word, and then do 1 to 2 sentences to expound on the chapter. That is a biblical studies special assignment. Do anyone have any questions on that? Anybody got any biblical study students got questions on that assignment? Okay, we are moving to the bachelor's degrees, okay? All right, you're gonna do publishing content creation. Publishing content creation. All right. So this is for everybody with a bachelor's, working on a bachelor's. You're going to choose a topic that relates to your degree. If your degree is in counseling, then your assignment has to be in counseling. If your degree is in education, then your assignment has to be in education. Okay. It has to be worded or worked according to the area of study that you're in. And then I want you to pick 15 topics that relate to your subject. So it'll be 15 chapters or 15 topics. Let me give you an example. Okay. So say for instance, if my degree is counseling, and I'm going to pick 15 areas that and this is basically like foundational for a book, okay? It's almost like doing a book. It's actually doing a foundation for a book. So you'll pick 15 topics. All right. So let's say if you're going to do counseling, number one, one chapter, the calling of a counselor. Number two, chapter, the challenges of being a counselor. Whatever you just pick 15 subject areas under the counseling area. Okay, so that and just think in your mind, if I was writing a book on counseling, this would be my areas, counseling. So in 15 topics. Then once you're not going to do nothing but name the 15 topics, 1 through 15. Then your third part, you're going to do a 200 word forward. A forward of a book is an introduction, is letting people know what the book is all about, but you're only going to do it in 200 words. After that, you're going to name three people who you want to endorse your book. Now, what I'm going to tell you right now is not on your on the on the on the handout. When you get the three people that's going to endorse your book, you have to put their name, their profession, and a short bio on each one of the three people. When I say a short bio, president of Florida State University Criminology Department, been teaching for 20 years and have led many movements in that area. Bam, just a few sentences just to say the name, what profession, and a short bio. Okay. Then the fifth thing you're going to do is you're going to give five references that you will use for your project. what you're going to have to do studying. You're going to have to get information. One of your references will be maybe to interview educators or professionals in the area. That may be your reference interviews from actual people. You may use YouTube videos. The Strong's Exhaustive Concordance counts. You may use the Message Bible, Reader's Digest, People and Places in the Bible. So that is the assignment for the bachelor's degree. Are there any questions on that? Are there any questions on that? Okay, we're going to the master's. Okay, first, of course, number one, you're going to get a topic that relates to your area of study. All right, my area of study for this master's project is education. Then you're going to list all of your resources for education. All right. Your e resources for education can be whatever, it could be interviewing people. It could be you could have a particular person who is an educator or have written books on education. You may want to make the reference of someone's book a resource. And of course, you can have Bible dictionaries. Whatever you're going to use, list your resources for research. Okay. Now, this is a paper, and you're going to break it in three parts. All right. So this is a paper. You're going to put your resources down. You're going to break that paper in three parts of study. And I said we were doing education. Let me put Christian counseling, because I put that example down on my notes. For Christian counseling in the New Testament, Christian counseling in the Old Testament, Christian counseling today. All right. So, or another example, you may have your area of study being specifically narcissism, and your paper may be broken down on the three kinds of narcissism, okay? The three kinds of narcissism, schizophrenia. You could just take any topic that you want. Here's an example for education: secular humanism in K-12 public schools. Find out what secular humanism is and study the manifestations of it in K-12 public school. Secular humanism in our social atmosphere. Secular humanism on social media. How is secular humanism manifested? I'm giving you an example in social media. Secular humanism, how it's manifested on our college campuses. And then you got to use biblical examples, all right, in a separate section. Don't mix it in, but at the last part of your paper, say biblical examples, and it's no number of pages for this, no number of words, but your grade will be given to you based on you showing that you have done due diligence. And if you have not done due diligence, you will have to do the project over. The project has to show that you put some time in it. You just can't throw it together and expect to get a grade, especially when you're getting a master's degree. And these assignments, they really will cause you to stretch yourself, and so focus on quality and not quantity. For years we've done the 50-page paper or the 100-page paper. Folk can get that stuff done on ChatGPT. And I'm not telling you that you can't use ChatGPT. I'm telling you, you can't trust ChatGPT. When you talk about spiritual things, ChatGPT be off, okay? And so when you got something you're so confident about because you're listening to a computer on it, it'll become a problem, okay? So for the doctorate students, this is not the theology. I'm gonna have the theology ready next week so that it'll be fair to you that you will have enough time. But this is just for the doctorate, for master's and education. You have the same assignment as the bachelor's degree. Just want to go back real quick. And that's the content creation. Choose a topic that relates to your degree. Choose 15 topics under the subject. Do a 200 word forward. Name three people. Everything that the bachelor's degree do, that's what you would do. Except it's the same assignment, except you will have 10 topics instead of 15, but you got to write the only thing difference is you having 10 topics and you're writing a five paragraph, not a five paragraph. Let me change that because I said that wrong. Let me make sure. It's a five, not paragraph. Mark that out. It's a five sentence. Five sentence summary for each one. Okay. Now, doctorate and master's students, you're going to have to do a presentation. When you finish this, not the bachelor's and the associates. So we're going to schedule times that you're going to talk about your assignment. You're going to have to talk about your assignments, the doctorate and the master's students. Is there any questions about what I've just talked about? And I will get the theology assignments to you. The doctorate, the theology, we only have theology doctorates, not a master's, not a bachelor's. We have a biblical studies associates, and then we have a theology doctorate. So we're going from biblical studies to theology. Are there any questions?
I had a question. So my first question was regarding the I erased my questions by mistake. I had wrote them on a note, but the first one was regarding the counselor degree with your instruction. So were you advising us that we or instructing us that we needed to do a content creation regarding those instructions, or will we be writing a paper? Maybe I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what degree are you working on?
The counselor, Christian counseling.
What level?
A bachelor's.
Okay, so when I went over that, okay, when I went over the bachelor's degree, get the paper and read it, and it tells you everything you do. So, but everything you do in the bachelor's degree, it will be in the area of Christian counseling.
Okay. And so I just want to make, I'm sorry, I know you may be telling me this, maybe I'm not understanding, but my question is, are we putting together like a video, or are we doing like a paper?
I just call this content creation.
Okay,
it's not
sorry.
A video. This is my name for your paper. It's not a video. It says choose a topic that relates to your degree. Choose 15 topics that relate to the subject, and everything is written. I just called it content creation. It's not a video.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
sorry.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm
okay,
sorry.
I'm
You
sorry.
know, I watch such. So that's why I thought that's what
you
you
said.
Mean.
What
I
now?
I said,
no,
you
you
know,
ain't apologize. You know, you made a very good point because when I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, but I called it content creation, but I'm talking about a paper. So, you know, that is a word that they use on social media for content creation, but this is content of a book. It's like a
I got
see,
you.
name three people that will endorse your book. But you made a very great question. You don't have to apologize because somebody could have, because of the word that I use. It's called publishing content creation.
Thank
And
you.
so it's like a book.
Yes,
So it's,
ma'am.
you know.
And so
Okay.
and then I had two other questions and I'm done. My
no
other
no
two
you can
questions.
ask many questions. You can ask many questions as you want.
Thank you, Apostle. But I just wanted to know as well, when you were saying that we had the 200 words, were you meaning that was the minimum for each topic that we're giving for the 15
No,
topics? Okay.
you're just doing do a 200 word
200
for
word.
one a forward.
Okay,
You know what I'm
thank
saying?
you.
A forward is like the it's like an introduction of the book.
You did say that. Okay, thank you. And then
No, no,
the
no, no. I just want to know what you need to ask that question because, yeah, I want you to understand. Don't waste because you don't have a lot of time. I don't want you to waste time not understanding. So you do a 200-word forward. So your forward is just going to be, it's about the size of a 200 words is about like an endorsement, but we're going to call it a forward for the. And basically, it's just to give this idea. I could have it could have been a 3,000-word forward, or but I just want you to have an idea of how to set a foundation for a book. That's
Yes,
and
ma'am.
you and this content creation for a book. That's what it
Okay,
is.
that will help us to do that. Okay, because I've never written a book. And then my last question was, this may be something maybe you have to come to us later, but I just wanted to know, are you off limits if we wanted you to endorse our books, or because you're our
But
instructor?
this is, I mean, so this is not a, I mean, so you're gonna, I mean, I can't answer that question
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's why I
because I mean,
said
I don't know
this.
what God had me do because I don't even know if somebody writes a book, I don't know. I just can't say it generally because
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
know what the book is about. I don't know what the, I mean, God,
Okay.
it could be anything, but I mean, I don't, you saying I don't see why not, but it's just hard for me to answer that question
Yes, ma'am.
because I
Okay.
don't want to say yes and then everybody be saying
That's
endorse
why
my
I said
book.
it might be something. Yeah, okay. That's why I said,
Yeah, but
okay, that's
you
why.
got to be led by God. God do
Yes,
anything,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, endorsing a book that's of God, that's that should be an honor for me to do that, but I just can't say it like that. Get the book written and if I was you, I just would ask.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions? Those were great questions, by the way.
Apostle, I have a question
Go ahead.
before you ask the question, though. I'm sorry. Don't forget to say your name and where you're from, okay? Go ahead, sweet. Okay.
All right.
I'm Dr. Monica from Virginia. So I'm working on the doctoral level, and I just want to clarify. So the difference on our level is that we're doing 10 topics. For each one of those topics, we're doing a 5-sentence summary about that topic.
And you got to present it.
Okay. And for the presentation, is there a certain format or platform you want us to use?
No, I don't. We don't just be ready that we're not there yet. So just
Okay.
do the assignment and you'll just have to talk about it. And I don't, I mean, you'll just have to do, we'll figure that out. I'm sure we'll be on Zoom
No,
on
I
our
mean,
class,
like,
during our class. You just would present. You just would talk about your paper or talk about your assignment and
okay, and like,
what motivated you, just we'll talk about that when we get closer to finishing. I don't want to put too much at one time. Let's do the paper and then when we get to the presentations, then I'll give the instructions for the presentations.
okay, and I meant more so like. Are we doing like a Google slide or, something like that to
No,
kind of
ma'am.
want us to
No.
put it together? Okay.
No, you're just going to be on Zoom and then you'll talk about your presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I don't want to put that on folk, you know what I'm saying, to do that. And everybody can't do that,
Yes, ma'am.
So basically I just want to hear your vision and what brought you to your assignment. And because you're a doctor, it's going to be a little bit more, but because that's why you only have the 10 topics with the five, not paragraphs. I did it wrong. It should be five sentences, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to do with that. So just get this part done, and I'm just trying not to throw so much on folk at one time. And we don't have that much time left as we, it seems like we just started school, but it's almost over.
Right.
Yep. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else that have a question? This is the time to ask.
I don't see any hands raised. Let me just double check.
And Avery, since we don't have anybody, I don't know why, but my Zoom thing is cutting up. Okay, since we then I'm going to turn it over to you to just to discuss the assignment, okay?
Okay.
The last assignment, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Apostle. And I will be getting out to you the this the degree requirements in written form, and we'll have you sign that you understand, and then you'll be able to get it back to us. Okay. So we want to we a couple of weeks ago, we've had prayer in between and things happen. So Apostle did a teaching on phobias, and you had an assignment to look up definitions and also to create a 500 word prayer. And what we'd like to do tonight is to and we're going to do it a little differently, is to do have a conversation about your experience in with you know, with the instruction and the lesson after the teaching on that night. If any of you would like to share about what the Lord did to, I mean, through you, through that instruction, what the Holy Spirit revealed to you about any area of your life where you've experienced or any type of phobia, and also, the prayer that you wrote, the 500 word prayer, just your experience in writing that prayer, anything the Lord did for you, with you and your family, writing that prayer, has that prayer been impactful for you on a personal level? And also what your experience was in looking up those phobias as you learned what they meant, and whether and in that were the things that you identified for yourself that you were not aware of before. So we're going to share that, and I'm going to ask you all to what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate you into groups. Now, tonight you're not going to be with your main group. So we're going to take an opportunity to just kind of work together in groups.